Hi, this is Barry Gordon, the voice of Donatello in the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and we're listening to the My Wife Is Gonna Kill Me podcast, Turtle Power!
Welcome to the My Wife Is Going to Kill Me podcast.
The podcast where me and my friends talk about the number one thing that makes our wives want to kill us. Toy collecting.
With Travis Bowles.
He traded a Hulkbuster for that.
I go and see the doctor and he says, hey, you got to lose some weight. He told me he wants to put me on some weight loss pill.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, sign me up for that shit.
Pete McCarthy.
If you don't pull out like a 1994 S10 pickup out of that box, you got That opinion is wrong, Steven. Nothing you can say makes that not wrong. I'm literally chewing Travis's fecal matter. I'm swallowing it down so I can keep talking. All right?
And your host, Steve Bisciotti.
I could arm wrestle her, and then I could beat her, and I could probably impress her because she'd be like, wow, this guy's even tougher than the Mandalorian. I don't know why it says bullpen.
That's where the artists and writers will sit in a bullpen. That's
oh, you couldn't say that nowadays. It'd have to be bulls and cows. I think I am this show.
Welcome, everybody, to episode 229 of the My Wife's Gonna Kill Me podcast. All right, people, we are here. We're together. We're united. No Travis. Screw Travis. We don't need him anyways. But the love of my life is here. Jeremy DeWitt. How you doing, Jeremy?
Hello. How are you?
Fantastic. And I'm going to be better in a minute because... Why would I say that like that? Pete irritates the shit out of me, but Pete's here. Pete, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah. I got a lot of sleep last night. That's a first.
Yeah? Sleeping, yeah. Huh?
Had the granddaughter over, and, you know, she goes to bed early, and she wanted to sleep with Papa, so that's what happens. You go to bed early.
Man. It must be weird, because my kids are so, like, you know, my kids are so out of that stage, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, to, like, you know, crawl in and snuggle with you.
Sure. Oh, so are my actual kids.
Obviously, but I think that's going to be so strange when, hopefully in another 20 years when my kids have kids, we'll be back in that stage. Pete's still in that stage. He's still got little ones.
Yeah.
I do, it's becoming... a little bit more rare, but it's not happening anymore. I would say Piper gets into bed with us probably three nights a week. Would you say that's fair, honey? Three nights a week? Yep. And Pearson, my son, the last couple of weeks, he's just been peeing and pooping the bed every single night. And I don't know what his problem is, but he's just...
Come on.
I was saying, you got me there. I was like, what?
No.
Why is he telling the world this?
Yeah, no, there are times where, Piper wants to sleep with Amanda, and there are times where Amanda wants Piper to sleep with us. So, because Amanda's not ready to not have kids that want to climb into bed with us either, so.
It's a weird feeling. I mean, Laura, like she always talks about, you know, oh, remember when she used to just love us and want to crawl in bed and hang out with us?
Do you remember when she used to want to climb into bed with us and be a 1,000-degree oven in between the two of us and constantly kick you in the kidneys? I miss that.
And totally cock block you.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, Claire was my holdout, man. She was a snuggler forever, and now it's gotten to the point where even when Courtney wasn't, she went up to our cabin, or my parents'
it's a long story, family cabin, with some friends, some girlfriends last night, and they were hanging out together, having a girls' night or some shit. So I'm home alone, you know, and normally Claire would sleep with me, you know, if Courtney's gone, she's going to sleep with me, you know, she's going to sleep in my, in the, she always did, but not now, you know, it's like, now it's like, ah, you're too old, you get in your own room.
Yep. Yep. It was pretty cool though, because she's, you know, Eleanor's laying next to me and she's like, "Papa, I like you." I'm like, "Ah, oh, thanks." Then she puts her head on my shoulder and stuff, and you know, puts her arm around me. I'm like, "Aw, I'm aw."
See, the good thing about grandkids is they probably will never go through that stage where they hate you, because
right,
like my kids always love my mom, and my, you know, they never get to that, you know, grandma sucks mode.
Right. They're not around long enough. You have all the fun, and then boom, ship them off back home, and all of a sudden you're the most fun person in the entire world.
Yeah. So, yeah. What else is new? What do we got to talk about? Folks, let's be honest. We're on Skype again. You could probably tell by the way we sound. I got a bunch of new toys I want to show off. I got Thundercats. I really got some fun stuff I want to talk about, but this isn't the place to do it. So we're just going to bullshit today. We're going to talk about toy news.
On that front, the salon is actually coming along great. For the listeners that don't know or didn't hear or don't recall, I'm sorry. My wife is being incredibly rude and she keeps yelling in the background. So,
tell her to get a mic if she's going to talk.
Steve wants to put you on a mic. Come here and get her a microphone. She says, "Fuck you, Steve." and then she yelled, "I did not." No, but the salon is actually coming along great. Plumbing's done. Flooring's done. Amanda's been filling holes in the walls. And the contractors are in there putting up the little partition walls to segregate the little, you know, the wash area and the shampoo area and the waiting room and stuff. And it's awesome. So they were able to get in this week, and get it, and most of it done this weekend, which is why I pulled out on us being there this morning. So yeah, we should easily be in there next week and, kind of back in action. I will say the floor, absolutely amazing. It looks so nice. But I wonder, I'm curious to see if our sound changes at all with going from carpet to, you know, concrete floors. We may have to put a rug down in the old studio, but that's not insurmountable by any stretch of the imagination. So.
Interesting.
Yeah, we're getting there.
That sucked. I so miss being at studio. I was like, you know, when you said we weren't going to do it today, I mean, I get it. We have to go through what do you want to call it? I can't think
growing
of
growing pains.
Yeah, that works.
some poop.
Yeah, to get back to where we want to be. So it's worth it, but I miss the drive to Whitehall and sitting down and looking at you bastards while I fucking say mean things.
Yeah, well, boy.
And we have to go through and do an inventory too. I mean, but I cleaned that thing out. Because you guys didn't do a goddamn thing. You just left it all sitting where it was instead of, you know, packing things up and what have you. We have so much stuff. Like,
Pizza room.
It was like a cliffhanger there.
Oh, you froze up.
Yeah, you have so much stuff. Like,
the podcast has so much stuff as far as, I mean, I counted at least 8 microphones, 2 mixers. We've got 10,000 feet of XLR cabling. We've got 19 pairs of headphones. We've got so when we go back and redo it, for one, we're gonna have to throw away the tablecloth that we had before. There's no cleaning that because you guys are filthy fucking pigs. But when we do all that, we can kind of reroute some cable. I think we can set the room up a little bit nicer and set the table up a little bit nicer. And I think we should definitely do what we had talked about years ago and say, you know, do a little shelf in there for the each of us with a couple of toys on it that represent us and really kind of make that studio finally finish the studio, because we never finished it. I think this is a golden opportunity to do that.
She's talking. What'd she say?
She said, "Fuck you, Steve, and you can go to hell."
She said,
"I'm not unloading all those chairs again. Those new chairs that that Travis got us from Carl, and then Kyle and somebody else delivered because Travis contributes zero, are heavier than shit." So
awesome.
We have a 12 foot covered trailer behind the shop right now, and half of that is filled with podcast stuff. So
has the size of the podcast room changed at all? Are you still using the same structure?
Nope, it's identical. Same size, just freshened up. And we have to decide what we want to do for flooring or for trim, if we want trim in there. Because all the trim's gone. But I don't think that bothers any of us.
I'd like to be trim.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's what we can't get a bigger podcast space, so I'm just trying to make myself smaller.
Right. So we can fit in there better.
Speaking of that, Travis, I think I'm experiencing something Travis has been warning me about from losing weight. I am becoming a little bitch because I got up this morning and all this morning I've been saying, it's fucking cold in here. Jesus, cold in here. Maybe I should go turn. Maybe I've got the heat net on and it's really, it got cold outside last night and it's like 50 degrees. So I go upstairs and I look at the thermostat. It's 67. I normally like everything at 68, no matter what time of year it is. If it's summer, 68. If it's winter, 68. That's me. It's 67, and I'm acting like a little friggin' bitch. And I'm like, I need a shawl.
True.
I need a shawl, or I need a
shawl.
Yeah, maybe a little blankie.
You mean a shawl?
Is that what it is? Sure. I need that,
too.
It's
got an L on it, doesn't it?
Probably does. I don't know. I asked my mom. She's old as dirt.
Pretty sure. Maybe she just, maybe she could see the L in her mind, but just doesn't, you know, it's like SHAW apostrophe.
Yeah, yeah. I told you, I got old as, you can't trust my language because my parents are those old people that don't talk right, you know. We drink milk, M-E-L-K, we drink milk.
Do they wash clothes or wash clothes?
Wash clothes, yeah, they don't do that one, but I've definitely heard that one.
Oh yeah, I got an aunt like that.
Like I said, my dad's scared of catching COVID, so
It sounds like Laura's mom. She says that too.
So, yeah,
I can't think of anything like they say wrong, in those cases. But I love the way how they say certain things. Like for instance, like Grandma Stafford doesn't ever say gay. Grandma Stafford says homosexual. And it's hilarious to me. She's like, she'll be telling a story. She has at least two nephews ish that are gay, uncle and a nephew that are gay. And she always tells the story, you know, well, you know, I got a call from Jerry yesterday, you know, my nephew, you know, the homosexual. And every time, and I love it. I absolutely love it. So,
Laura's
a new word in for that age group. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's not a so.
Well, and to that point, Laura's mom got married. I don't know, like a year ago or 2 years ago, something. She got remarried, and that guy, he's like super old school, and he doesn't say like black. He says them coloreds, and we're sitting there. And he totally busted that one out. And my daughter, she was 24 at the time. You know, she's very like, you know, all about the inclusive and Black Lives Matters and all, you know, like all the kids are.
Yeah.
And just very open. And she's sitting there and he said something about, oh, yeah, them coloreds, blah, blah, blah. And I don't think he meant anything negative by it, but my God, you should have seen her face.
No, he did. He probably didn't. I seriously remember my mom and me being very little. And saying, telling me what was appropriate to say, and colored right. people is what she told me was appropriate when I was like probably three.
You know?
We don't call them, you know, we don't call them this. We call them colored people. You know, and now, so it's like, yeah, when you're that old, you're gonna say things like that, and you don't mean anything by it. It's what you think is acceptable.
Right. It's just so weird because I don't surround myself with old people. You know, I work with a whole bunch of different type of people and stuff. Everybody says black, you know, that's just what they say. But him coming in with that one, I'm like, oh boy.
Put it this way. My dad calls a gas pedal a foot feed. I'm pretty sure gas pedals would be offended if they knew that my dad was calling them a foot feed. But he doesn't mean anything by it. He's just saying foot feed. He thinks that's what it is.
Right. He's one of those guys that says lighten the loafers too. I don't know. It is. It's a little jarring.
There is no way that Mr. Man Bishotti even says loafers.
No.
Because, like, to him, those aren't even, like, you might as well be barefoot if you're going to wear loafers in front of him. I guarantee you Mr. Bishotti has zero respect for you if you wear loafers.
Oh, no. He it's funny. He has worn the same shoes, like, just, I don't even know where he gets them. They're these black shoes, and there's a certain name for them. And he's worn them since I can remember. He goes to a special store where they get them. They're just black, and they kind of look leather, but they're smooth. They're almost like what I would think, like almost like policeman shoes, like old police shoes.
No, I
don't know. They're work shoes. They're like, you know, and I don't know why, but he's just, those are his shoes. That's what he wears, man. He wears a pair out, he goes and gets the exact same thing again.
Well, he knows what he likes, man.
My dad used to get a new pair of shoes, and the first thing we do is go out and mow the lawn in them so they looked right. Can't wear these things. Look at them. There's nothing on them.
Oh, I did that when I was a kid, though. I did that when I was a kid, and I was like in like 94 or 93 when like Kurt Cobain was the cool thing, and I wanted to be grunge. And I went and I bought like, a new pair of Chuck Taylors. And man, these things are too clean. So I went out, I seriously took a brand new pair of shoes, and I went out and I rubbed them in the grass and the dirt to try to, and then I took a knife to them, and I tried to fray them and make them look like I'd had them forever.
Were you the guy that, like, would rip your own jeans?
Oh, yeah. Or just take a knife and just rub it on them till they get kind of frayy and kind of...
You didn't earn your stripes.
Well, he earned the stripes in his underpants.
And then I refused, like, my mom, we'd go back to school shopping, right? And I'd get all these clothes, and then I would refuse to wear them for like 2 weeks. Like, I'm not going to be one of those kids that has to, like, every day is a freaking fashion show. I'd be like, that's totally lame. I'm wearing all my old shit for the first 2 weeks, and then I'll sprinkle this new shit in and let it get wore out, because I'm like totally cool.
Oh, that's, no, man, I wanted... My goal was to see how many days at the start of the school year I could go and not wear any old clothes.
Yes, exactly. I'd wear the same shirt like 3 times in 1 week, but I'd, you know, alternate days.
I thought that's the stuff Rage Against the Machine was talking about. You know, when they were raging against the machine, I thought it was like they were talking about like not wearing, you know, new clothes and stuff.
Yeah,
that's like what they're talking
rage
about.
Rage Against the Washing Machine? Is that what you thought that was? Hand wash your dishes.
I'm not going to do what they told you. You know, they're all telling you to do this stuff, but I'm like, I ain't going to do it.
I couldn't wait. When I got my Chuck Taylors, I wouldn't dirty them up, but I would immediately start drawing like band logos and stuff like that across it. So
gay.
Yeah.
No, dude, I remember, I'll never forget, man, writing lyrics all over my, I finally convinced my mom to buy me, like, it was Eastpak. It was Eastpak and JanSport. Like, those were the two companies for backpacks when I was in, like, junior high, high school. Like, you weren't shit if you didn't have an Eastpak or a JanSport, like, you weren't shit. Like, seriously, there was a guy.
There was a fucking thing with...
Oh, yeah. I watched them curb stomp a kid for having a Walmart backpack when I was in high school. It's crazy. So I finally convinced my mom to let me get an Eastpak backpack. And they were like $60, which, I mean, this is 25 years ago. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and I wrote song lyrics. So actually, right above, it was a standard backpack with the, you know, the singular pouch on the front. Mm-hmm. And right above that was the big Marilyn Manson Electrical logo, and then it was basically just all song lyrics all over it. And my mom was so pissed. And but I had to be myself. You know what I mean? I had to
That's
do
right.
it. I had to.
I
had the same backpack
song as everybody lyrics
else,
on
but
stuff.
It was customized.
I remember writing song lyrics all over stuff. Like that's how you were cool. And it, and the person that figured out where it was from, you know, you were their friend.
They were kindred spirits.
Me and Jeremy would have never been friends in high school. I wouldn't have known.
No, you were a poser grunge. I was legit. Yeah. My jeans were already ripped.
Yeah.
I was full skater for the most part. Like I ordered my entire school wardrobe out of CCS, and I used to love that, man. 3 packs of t-shirts. So you buy like, you know, 1 for $19.95 or 3 for $47.95. Like, mom, look at this. I can get 3, get a dollar off each shirt. So I'd order like 9 or 12 t-shirts at the beginning of school. So like I had a good, you know, couple weeks covered. And I only wore skate shoes. Well, skate shoes were comfortable as hell. And I only wore skate shoes into adulthood. I mean, shit, to a certain extent, I still only wear skate shoes. But
which shoes are skate shoes? How do you know?
Back in high school, all I wore was like ES's, however you say it. Atneys and DC were pretty much like at, you know, those were the pro model skate shoes and everything else. And the Chad Muska Circa Footwear pro models had a stash pocket in the tongue that you could put a, if you had 6 cigarettes and a soft pack of Marlboro Lights, you could put them in the tongue of your shoe and nobody'd ever know they were there. So, you know, priorities.
Yeah. I wasn't a smoker. I didn't know about that.
Were Vans skater shoes? Cause I had Vans.
Yeah, Vans are, that's where Vans started. Vans are a lot more anymore. Are casual,
yeah.
But I mean, no, Vans, you know, they have their, I mean, that's what a skate shoe is that style of shoe, you know, low top, leather, durable. And
see, I switched to low top because I've always had short legs. Like I'm a long torso
and huge ankles.
Yeah.
You switch to low tops because your ankles don't fit in normal human shoes.
No, actually I have nice ankles. If you look, my calves are huge, but I have nice ankles. So anyways, so I came to this conclusion around eighth grade that,
do you know how pissed off Roger would be right now if he heard you talk about how nice your ankles are?
Look,
don't talk about their pretty ankles. Sorry, go ahead.
I've already disappointed him. I'm not even trying anymore. No, but like around eighth grade, I realized that everybody was into like high tops. Everybody was wearing basketball shoes. And that was the thing when I was in middle school, you know, because the Pistons were hot and basketball was great. And that's what everybody was wearing. And I realized that they're not good for my short legs, because by the time you have a high top and then you have your jeans, and then you tight roll them, your legs start looking really short because you're halfway up your calf. Well, not me. So
Steve's French rolls were a half inch below his ripped knee. Steve's a human corgi.
So I switched to low top shoes. Just to try to lengthen the look of my legs. And then when that kind of came into fashion, I was like, sweet.
You were already there. You were ahead of the curve.
I was ahead of the curve. All because of my stubby freaking Charlie Brown legs.
So,
what was I going to ask? Shit.
I don't know.
I'm painting while I'm talking, and that's bad because I lose my train of thought. You guys got anything you want to talk about? You want to do some toy news?
I don't have anything personally that I need to talk about.
So. All right, well, let's do some toy news.
Let's do some toy news.
Toy news. Okay. I take it you're looking at me.
You know I didn't do it.
Right.
Oh, where the hell is Trav? He's at a show. Indiana. Which show? It's Indiana? Okay.
Yeah. IndyCon or whatever.
Yep. That's why Trav's not here.
Yeah, we were supposed to work. Well, I worked yesterday, but a dude from work called in so he could go there, and I guess he bought some shit from Travis, so.
Oh, nice. Well, Travis, yeah. Travis needs more money.
Yeah, he sure does. Did you guys end up watching that new trailer for The Batman?
I did.
What do you think?
Honestly, I think from that trailer, I think it's actually pretty cool.
It's weird. Like, when he punched the glass and, like, I don't know, said something, it looked pretty cheesy. But everything else, like, seems kind of neat. So, I don't know, man. There's so many Batmans out right now, or have been so many recently, that I don't know how to feel.
When is that supposed to drop?
That's a good question.
It's a ways out. I think it's spring of next year, but I can't tell you exactly.
But then what went wrong? I feel like it was like
March of next year.
2004, and we're like, Robert Pattinson's the new Batman. Like, it's been 16 years that we've been talking about this. Like, why is that movie not out yet?
I think because of COVID, probably.
Sounds like a bunch of... Batman wears a mask.
Yeah, but not around his nose or mouth.
Covert ain't going to get him.
Covert is not going to get him. I will say this. He has an awesome look in the suit, in the mask. I really like his lower face. I mean, like, he has a good face for... It looks cool. When they show him as Bruce Wayne, he looks like an emo kid. So I don't.
Yeah, he does. He does kind
of
look.
Pretty
like
impressed by the lower 35% of his face. It's handsome.
When you're dealing with Batman, that's important. That's the part you see when he's in the mask. Why do you think Val Kilmer was so cool looking? Because he has those amazing lips.
Yeah, but in that...
Val Kilmer looks like a bloated Down syndrome person now.
Oh, yeah, the cancer wasn't good to him. I mean, we can't really make fun of him, can we?
He had cancer?
Yeah, that's why he can't talk and he has a trach.
Oh, I didn't know he had a trach. I was just talking about when we saw him at Comic-Con a few years ago, like 5 years ago, and he just looked really bloated.
Oh, that might have been pre-cancer. I'm not sure.
I'm pretty sure it was pre-cancer. I wouldn't make fun of somebody with cancer. That doesn't sound like me. Down syndrome, yes. Cancer, no. That's not.
I watched his documentary on Amazon, and it's actually,
was it good?
Yeah, it was fun.
I heard they used like some sort of technology to like get his voice on there.
It was his son. Like, they used his son.
Well, what I read was that they actually used some sort of technology where it like made his voice.
It was his son.
he says it's his son. I don't know.
His son recorded his when he's thinking back. Yeah. His son recorded those because they showed him recording them. I don't know if they put an extra effect on his son to make him sound even more like Val Kilmer, but it totally sounded like Val Kilmer, like before, because now he's got a trach, he's got to do the cold, hold the...
In this thing from CNN, it says Val Kilmer lost his voice to cancer, but he used AI to bring it back, so...
Huh.
Like Stephen Hawking?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, it says Sonantic gives Val Kilmer AI voice after battle with throat cancer. So
I wonder if they're...
You know, Val Kilmer did enough acting that I bet they probably could take all the words he ever said that were recorded and put them into something that would then be able to use all those words to create the words he didn't say. I mean, our technology now isn't that far off. That's probably simple stuff for the average person to do.
Yeah.
The average person that's in that line of work, I should say, not like average person like me, you know.
Interesting. Maybe they're talking about like him out in real life now. Maybe they're not talking about that documentary.
Well, maybe, but
because, like I said, they did show the son recording those lines, and when his son talks, it does sound a lot like Val Kilmer.
I was gonna say it says right here that it wasn't featured in the movie. So yeah, maybe they just use this AI shit in real life then. Whoa, that's even more trippy.
But see, you know, when you guys think Val Kilmer, you guys think Batman. When I think Val Kilmer, I think Mad Mardigan.
No, I think Top Gun.
That'll always be Val Kilmer to me.
I think Top Secret.
The fuck you talking about? Did nobody see Top Secret?
Yeah, I saw Top Secret.
I seen Top Secret, but he's always Iceman to me.
Poor Jeremy, having to watch those dollar bin movies.
Hey, Jeremy, watch this so I can bang your buddy.
That wasn't a dollar bin movie. That was
a good movie.
That was an 80s movie.
I've never even heard of it. I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's kind of like a Naked Gun type movie. It's like a parody type movie. And
what's it called?
Top Secret.
It's like before Val Kilmer was a big deal.
Yeah.
You know what the best those type of parody movies ever were? Was National Lampoon's Loaded Weapon 1.
That's hilarious. That's the first DVD I ever bought.
Really?
Yeah.
Nobody I talked to has ever heard of that movie. Thank you, Jeremy, for being you.
Yes.
I just love that movie. I remember watching it, growing up watching that. Hot Shots.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those. I loved that shit.
Yeah, it was great.
I saw Loaded Weapon 1 in the theater, so take that.
Wow, you guys are fucking old.
In my face. Well, so anyway, that Batman trailer. They're releasing like figures. McFarlane's doing some, and I sent you guys the pictures. I don't know if you looked at them at all, but
yeah, they look like Batman figures.
Yeah, pretty much. The thing that gets me is like the Riddler's look. Like
he looks like a hobo.
Yeah, he just looks like a hobo. He's just got like a green jacket.
Riddle me this. Where would I be if I could afford my own housing?
I went back and while I was on COVID leave, I had a lot of free time, so I watched Batman Returns, and then right afterwards I watched Batman Forever.
Oh no! And if you didn't watch Batman and Robin, you're missing out.
That was my intention, was to watch that one, but I was like, yeah, I'm not ready for that. I gotta say that Batman Forever really, really fucking sucks.
Who's the villain
that's,
in that?
That's
Two-Face and Riddler. And Riddler. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's Tommy Lee Jones. I love Tommy Lee Jones.
You know, he did, I thought, really good, but Jim Carrey was just Jim Carrey. And it was
Jim Carrey's Jim Carrey in everything.
Yeah.
I know. And that maybe, you know, at the time, I remember seeing it and going, this is decent for what it is. But like now I'm just like, he shouldn't have done it all Jim Carrey.
I feel sorry for Jim Carrey. Because Jim Carrey didn't change. We changed. I mean,
right.
When Jim Carrey came out, everybody was like, oh, I want more Jim Carrey. That guy's funny. The Mask, holy shit. Ace Ventura, God, I want more Jim Carrey. Give me more Jim Carrey. And then at some point, we all said, fuck you, Jim Carrey. We don't like you, Jim Carrey, because all you do is Jim Carrey. All you did is give us what we asked for.
Well, that's true. He did do a couple of, like, weird fucking deep movies, you know.
Truman?
Dark ones,
The Truman Show?
Well, more like, I didn't see the number 23, but what was the one, the Spotless Mind one?
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind?
That one, yeah. I was like, never whoa. Saw
and now that's he thinks a trip. And now he thinks he's a freaking philosopher?
No, now he thinks he's Andy Kaufman, I think. Wasn't that a thing for a while?
I think he's back to Jim Carrey now.
When he did Man on the Moon.
But he did that for
Andy
Kaufman.
Yeah, he was a real asshole when he did Andy Kaufman, from what everybody says.
Well, because wasn't Andy Kaufman an asshole?
Yeah.
That's the thing, he wasn't, though. Point.
He never dropped character. So.
Well, the thing is okay, listen to Jerry the King Lawler. You know who that is, right? He's a wrestler.
No.
Okay, he's a wrestler that had, the real guy, had an actual rivalry with the real Andy Kaufman. But they were friends.
Oh, I saw that. I saw that that TV show, like the talk show.
Yeah. Like they like Andy Kaufman got into a wrestling thing. I think this is genius. This is totally something heel Steve would do, where he would only wrestle women. And he would say there's no woman out there that could beat him and blah, blah, blah. And then, of course, Jerry the King Lawler's playing the guy that comes in and says, you can only stand up against women. Let's try to, you know, handle a real man. And he beats the shit out of Andy Kaufman, right? But the thing is, in real life, like, because Jerry the King Lawler's still alive and he talks about this, he's like, me and Andy were actually friends. You know, he goes, but when they asked the real Jerry Lawler to come back and play himself in the Jim Carrey version of Andy Kaufman, Jim Carrey was a complete dick to him. Because Jim Carrey thought, apparently, his feeling of being in character all the time, that Andy Kaufman would be a dick to him. And even when
like Jerry Lawler tried to talk to Jim Carrey and go, look, we were like when we weren't on TV, we were not enemies. We were not jerks to each other. We were friends. But Jim Carrey wouldn't stop being an asshole.
Oh, wow. That I did not know.
There's a whole documentary on it.
That's method acting is one thing when you're trying to copy another person. But if you didn't hang out with that person, you're only guessing.
Is that what method acting is? I've heard that term before, and obviously it's like a not breaking character, like an intense submersion in your role, from what I understand. But that's about the extent of my understanding.
I think you just summed it up.
But like, don't they say that you got Joaquin Phoenix as a method actor? And I mean, like, so he's playing the Joker, like, but I mean, it's not like he wasn't mimicking a real person. You know what I mean?
They talk
about how, like, in that character, you know, how people get like Heath Ledger, like, severely depressed in these roles, and you know, being, and I don't know, I
like John Bernthal. John Bernthal has said that it's not fun to play the Punisher because he goes so deep into the role that he's actually like, he says, I'm a pain in the ass the whole time I'm playing the role. Like, even when he's in his real life, he goes home at night and he's like,
he's still Frank Castle.
Hard to turn that off. Yeah.
Did you guys see that? It's a 5.5 minute video that was going around this last week of that actor portraying Robin Williams.
Oh yeah, I've seen that dude on like YouTube and I think TikTok or something.
I don't know if that's. I don't know if they are they doing a movie like they did with
no
Elton John and Freddie Mercury, that kind of thing, or no?
No, I think from the limited knowledge I know about it, I think that was kind of his way of maybe presenting the option or the idea.
So that's out there, more like an audition video that he did. Then that's
kind of yeah.
Okay.
Because if you go on his YouTube channel and stuff, he does. I mean, he does tons of shit. Like, he actually, not just Robin Williams, but he's pretty fucking spot on. Like, actually, in that that little trailer that he was in, I think he almost wasn't. He didn't portray Robin Williams as much as he actually does in some of his other videos. So, you know, he does the Mrs. Doubtfire voice and all that shit. So, I mean, I don't know. He's a good actor. It'd be interesting to see that.
Hope he doesn't end up like Mark Martel.
Mark Martel?
Mark Martel is that guy that can sing exactly like Freddie Mercury.
Oh.
And remember when they were having that contest to like replace Freddie Mercury? He got really famous.
After the Hiv got him?
yeah. Well, this is quite a bit after. They were doing like
they had that show where they were trying to find a singer or something, weren't they?
Yeah, and Mark Martel got really famous because he's amazing, and he's like, he's on YouTube singing Freddie Mercury stuff, and he's like in a shitty hotel or a shitty apartment, and there's shit all over in the background and stuff. Anyways, he rocks and blew everybody away, and his video went viral, and then they just picked Adam Levine. So, like, this guy, Robin Williams, will be probably spot on Robin Williams. They'll just pick, like, I don't know, Tom Cruise.
It wasn't Adam Levine.
I think it was.
No, it wasn't.
No, it was that guy from...
the guy from American Idol.
Adam Levine's from Maroon 5.
Adam Lambert.
That's it.
Sorry. Adam Lambert, there you go.
Everybody's Adam to me.
Who is so flaming, like, as a firefighter, I'm almost obligated to put him out. Like, I have a legal responsibility to extinguish that flame.
Great singer.
Oh yeah. But remember so everybody just calls him Asian Steve Perry because I don't think anybody actually knows his name.
Right.
But, you know, the guy that replaced Steve Perry in Journey. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're not paying attention and looking, you don't know that's not Steve Perry.
Exactly.
Isn't Steve Perry
an incredible singer.
Isn't Steve Perry from Aerosmith?
No.
Oh, that's Joe.
That's
Joe
Steven
Perry.
Tyler.
And Joe Steven Perry.
Tyler's guitarist.
See, I would have never gotten to be friends with Jeremy. I would have got all the names wrong on his shoes.
Well, to be fair, Aerosmith wasn't on my shoes.
No, I don't foresee Aerosmith being on Jeremy's shoes.
No.
So
I did like the song What It Takes. There's a lot of cool harmonies in that. So
I like. I always liked Eat the Rich just because it was fun to me. You know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have anything against Aerosmith. I just, they weren't something that I'd be like, hey, let's put on that CD and rock it.
And the only reason I listened to Aerosmith was to see Alicia Silverstone in that video because she gave me one.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, because there's nothing cooler than over-sexualizing your own daughter in a music video.
Alicia Silverstone wasn't his daughter.
Okay, yeah, but the brunette in that video with Alicia Silverstone is his daughter.
No, that's Arwen.
What?
From Lord of the Rings, yeah.
Wow. Oh,
I saw her at Empire Records.
And that's what I love about Steve. Steve is like trying to keep up with us talking music and bands, and then drops a Lord of the Rings reference. Like, he's that kid that was sitting at the, you know what, we gave him a shot at our table in the cafeteria. We're putting his head in the toilet now, Jeremy. Like, it's not, this is not going to work.
You two are the ones fish out of water, because this is a nerd podcast. All right. You want? If I was on a music podcast, you guys can make fun of me, but I should be making fun of you.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, man, nerds are cool now.
Yeah.
So
it all works. Liv Tyler. That was her name. Liv Tyler.
Yeah. Liv Tyler.
Yeah. I had to think of her name. I knew it was Tyler. I didn't know her.
But yeah, dude, I tell you what, I still have. And hey, honey, earmuff this. I still have dreams about Alicia Silverstone from that music video.
Oh yeah. So. Yeah. Problem is, like, now we're old, and she's still young.
No, she's not. She's falling apart. I saw her recently. She's totally hit the wall, man.
Yeah, I think I have too.
Nah, you're just getting better, buddy.
Something. Getting more distinguished.
Was it Clueless?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amanda?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Clueless. Oh, and that one movie where
Batman
she...
Batman and Robin, where she's Batgirl?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how come they didn't put nipples... How come they didn't put nipples on her suit?
She's just wearing a latex dominatrix suit with a cape is all it is. And I'm a fan.
Uncle Alfred.
Oh, that was terrible.
Uncle Alfred. Peg. How did I not know the password was going to be only three letters? I should have known. Oh, jeez. I'm so silly and stupid as I get pounded by Robin on his motorcycle in the garage.
Oh, my God. Oh, so bad. So there's our Batman news.
I had trouble taking Chris O'Donnell seriously on NCIS because of his role as Robin.
He was such a prick.
You can't tell me what to do. I'm my own man, Bruce.
Oh, and just watching that Batman Forever with him in it. And he did his laundry. I wanted to punch him in the dick so hard.
Is Chris O'Donnell in Batman Forever?
Yeah, that's when his parents die, or his family dies and all that, and he becomes Robin. But Val Kilmer was like, no, you can't be Robin. I can't have people die and blah, blah, blah. And then in the end, he's like, yeah, we're going to be partners. And he, like, does the fist, you know, hand grab.
So,
yeah.
So they carried the Robin character into the next Batman, but not the Batman?
Yes.
Wow.
Or Batgirl.
I mean, that movie.
Or was Batgirl in the next one?
Ridiculous and stupid.
No, Batgirl was, she came into Batman and Robin.
Oh.
Oh, I'm pretty sure Robin came into her. Hey-o!
Hey-o!
Chris O'Donnell was great. Chris O'Donnell was great in Kittredge, An American Girl Story. It's a good movie. You should check it out.
Yeah, that sounds like I would put it on.
That makes me want to shit my pants on a subway in Chicago, just you telling that story. I wonder what it's like for my wife to hear only what I'm saying. She's over there going, what the fuck is wrong with my husband? And then in the back of her mind, she does the Nicolas Cage voice from Con Air. My first guess is a lot.
God damn it.
Hey, we got one of Travis's messages that he sends. Like, Travis is totally a candidate for a pull string toy. Because Travis, he only has like four things he says.
Yeah.
You know, and like, so we just got the hope you guys are having fun.
Yeah.
Oh,
pull
yeah.
Pull a string? You pull Travis's string? Hey, buddy.
Pull it again. It's just so good.
Facts.
Oh, God. Oh, I wish there was somebody out there in our audience that was talented enough to make a pull string
like thing that just has a couple of Travis things on it.
The problem is some of our listeners are more likely to actually send us an actual doll made out of actual human skin.
Like Urkel?
Like Urkel.
Have you noticed that Travis has gotten so lazy? He rarely ever even texts in the group anymore. He just emphasizes or thumbs up other people's comments. He's so lazy he won't even fucking type an LOL. He just makes the, just does laughing like.
Yeah, he can only push one button.
One button.
How is it that a guy can, you know, lose weight, get in shape, and getting lazier?
He's an enigma, man.
God.
He is. He seriously is. He doesn't answer me anymore. Like, I used to be able to get him to pick up the phone about half of the time when I called him. Now it's gotten devised. He picks up the phone 10% of the time. No.
He used to call me occasionally and, like, talk about the shows and stuff. I don't even think he listens anymore.
I'm not answering my calls right now. I'll call you back later if it seems appropriate. Like, what kind of pompous piece of shit are you that's your voicemail?
And again, lazy, because he stole that from someone else.
Oh, really?
He heard that and thought it was funny and did it. So he couldn't even come up with that on his own.
I hear that, and I'm like, Jesus Christ. Like, I'm so important, I may or may not call you back, depending on how I feel.
Oh, I give him the same shit. I yelled at him the other day on the message. I left him a message. I'm like, I don't find it necessary to leave you a message, so fuck you.
Hey, forget that I called. Lose my number, bitch.
Do you guys remember me showing you this at all? Can you see that?
I see it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I remember you showing it to me, but I see it. It's Raphael.
Right, so it's okay, like a...
Listeners,
it's like,
you need to understand that Steven always likes to do this. He likes to shake up his paint, and it just looks like he's jacking off.
It does, because we can't see the paint.
Yeah, so Jeremy goes, so I don't remember if I showed you guys this or not, and then Steve just starts furiously masturbating because he thinks it's going to be like a nude picture of Jeremy, and then it's a Ninja Turtle, and Steve's like, I'm already pot committed. I've got to finish.
Yeah, got to finish. These turtles are naked, so it works. So I showed you guys that. It's from that, I don't know how to pronounce it, BSTAXN, Best Action, maybe? But it's a Loyal Subjects thing. Kind of like that Napoleon Dynamite figure that I brought in, smaller, cheaper, like $20 or something like that. So anyway, I showed
some
you guys.
Of your tots.
I showed you guys that before, but apparently now they're going to be doing, can you guys see that?
Foot soldiers in multiple colors.
Well, they're replicating the four-pack, the STCC Comic-Con four-pack.
Mm-hmm. But they're 5-inch scale, and they're based on the colors from the video games.
Well, that's what the Comic-Con exclusive was the video games, right? Remember the four-pack?
Was it?
Yeah. They did two sets. Because remember the Turtles had like digital like paint on them?
Right.
And then they did the turtle pack, and then they did that pack with Shredder and four foot soldiers, I believe. Travis had it in his booth.
Oh, around,
so they wanted to buy it, but
that that was a little way some time back.
Yeah, like 16, 17 maybe.
Yeah. Well, now you can get them in 5-inch form, which won't go with any of your other turtle stuff if you already have. You need to get this new Ninja Turtle line to go with these.
The turtles are 5-inch as well, so they're supposed to fit with those Action Force or whatever. Force Action.
Oh
my god, did I say Action Force?
You did.
Fuck, Dallas coming for me. I can't just talk like that.
Gone. You're done.
Tell him what I did.
I love the different colored foot soldier thing because, I mean, I love those video games, but I don't know that I'll be grabbing them. Plus, for four of them, it's $75, which is probably actually a decent price.
$75 for four-inch figures?
No, they're 5-inch. Less than 20 a figure.
5-inch, yeah. So.
Steve's like, no, I only buy stuff that's in scale. I mean, I'll spend $50 on my ninth figure of the same thing, but it's got to be in scale.
They're highly articulated and they look pretty nice. Man, that pink one just pops out too. Damn it.
You know what they remind me of? They remind me of somebody who was like, hey, you know what we should do? We should take the foot soldiers, but we should color them as Blinky, Linky, Stinky, and Pooh from Pac-Man.
Son of a bitch. Poo.
I don't know what they are.
Clyde? Well, yeah. Inky, Blinky, Pinky, and Clyde.
Okay.
What about or...
Linky, Pinky, Stinky, Linky, and Poo?
I like those names. Though. That's pretty good.
Those are the ghosts. They were their stunt doubles.
Yeah. they're based on the NES. That's what it is, based on the NES colors. But anyway, so those are a Walmart exclusive. So if you want them shits, buy them shits. Princess Bride figures. Have you seen these?
Nope. But I who's making them?
I will. McFarlane.
Ah, shit! I was hoping you'd say NECA.
I'll still collect them all. It makes me want to say, what the hecka?
I thought I had a full... Yeah, here we go. See if you guys can see that.
It's not... Oh, there, it's coming in clear. See, Andre's face just looks bad.
Yeah, I have a closer picture of him, too. They can't seem to, like, nail his face in anything that they've made for him. But I don't know, like, that's kind of...
Well, okay, it's not...
You can tell it's him.
Yeah, it's not bad, but he's so dark around his eyes, he looks like he's like a zombie, like he came back from the dead.
That's true. He does kind of look like he's been up on for 5 days on coke.
Called him some slack. He's been mostly dead all day.
Now, he looks good. That's Wesley, but he's got...
You know what, though? But the problem with that figure is he doesn't have a good Pattinson lower face.
It's true.
Does Pattinson really have a good lower face?
In the Batman suit, it does.
In the Batman suit, apparently it's phenomenal.
That's what I hear, anyway.
Now, he's the best so far. Inigo
that scene is coming to go back to the beginning. This is where we got the job. That's all I have. And I am not leaving.
You guys know that better than I do. And then...
That's a Desert Island movie for me. It's top three.
Is it really? Okay.
Oh, hell yes. Hell yes.
So there you go.
Princess yeah. Buttercup's face is a little fat. It looks like she's retaining some water.
She survived the fire swamp. Cut her some fucking slack.
All of those are going to be, I think they're, right now if you go on Big Bad Toy Store, they're 26 a piece, except for Fezzik, who is Andre the Giant. He's $42. So well, he's a big bitch.
I wish it was NECA that was doing them.
Yeah,
I
NECA.
Wish it was anybody other than McFarlane that was doing them, to be honest with you.
That's very true.
I will have a Princess Bride shelf. I can't believe they didn't do Vincini, though. Like, how do you not do Vincini?
Gotta be Wave 2, right?
Yeah, maybe.
You know
it's a Wave 2
you know
thing.
What I'm gonna do? I'm gonna buy those four figures, and then I'm gonna put Rex from Toy Story up there. Call it good.
That works.
But not remotely!
NECA has been,
inconceivable.
Inconceivable. You can't NECA's... lose that word. I don't think him is what you think him is.
God, it's so good, though. NECA's been doing the 31 Nights of Fright. We've seen some gargoyle stuff and whatnot, but since...
That's what Robbins always finds out.
Since I'm the one that's collecting all the news, I just had to show the new Ash figure from Evil Dead that they're going to do.
Nice.
Yeah, pretty awesome. Have you seen it yet, Steve? Have you watched it yet?
No, but Middle Camp did give me the DVD, so I can watch it. I just have to put the DVD in.
Did he give you part one, like the first one?
I think he gave me part two, but I could be wrong.
Okay, yeah, that's the best one. So I don't know. I think he looks pretty badass. Comes with some cool shit. Some it's Ash, of course. Did I say that to people?
Yes. You did.
Okay. he's got the axe, the chainsaw, the shotgun, and three different heads, and a lantern, and the tape recorder thingy that plays the guy's story that when he found the damn Necronomicon and killed himself.
So, real quick, Bruce Campbell, is he... I feel ignorant. I'm using my phone for this Skype, so I haven't really been futzing with stuff. Is he known for anything else? Like, did he have other big roles, or is he Ash from Evil Dead? Like, is that like his thing?
I would say that's his biggest role. He was in Bubba Hotep.
Oh, that's not helpful. Is he like a cool version of Tommy from the Power Rangers?
Yeah, I would say.
Okay. Oh, you
plus
know
he was in Spider-Man.
Yeah, I was gonna say he was the guy in the thing in Spider-Man when Toby is just not picking up what she's laying down and he keeps not hitting that because he's stupid.
He's a low budget guy. Movies like Crime Wave, Maniac Cop, Sundown, The Vampire in Retreat, and Bubba Hotep. I've seen Bubba Hotep, but none of the other ones. He had the lead role in The Adventures of Briscoe County Jr.
What the fuck is that?
Oh, it was a show from 93 to 94.
Oh, obviously it was a good one that it lasted a whole season, huh?
He had recurring roles in Hercules, The Legendary Journeys, and Xena, Warrior Princess.
Nice.
I did know that. I used to love those. That Hercules show with Kevin Sorbo, that was one of my favorites as a kid. But it was one of those that was so sporadic, you never knew when it was on. So you'd just be like flipping through the channels and be like, oh my God, it's Hercules. I can't wait to watch the last 9 minutes of this episode. Because my TV guide thing scrolls too slowly.
I would never catch Hercules. I'd always catch Xena. And I'd just hear her going,
that's so weird because when I was a young man, I never thought Xena was hot. But now that I see Xena back then, like if I see old pictures of Xena or old clips, I'm like, what was wrong with me? I should have been jacking it to her.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, you want to see hot Xena? Is it Spartacus that she's in? Doing butt stuff in Spartacus, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think so. I think it's Spartacus.
To bring it back to Evil Dead, she actually appeared in the series Ash vs. Evil Dead that they had on...
It was on Stars. Okay.
Yeah. That show is fucking hilarious.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Hilarious.
We were over at the Bulls house one night and we're just sitting around in the basement and Travis is looking around and he just put it on and we ended up watching like four episodes just sitting in the basement shooting the shit. It was funny.
The one episode where he ends up wearing a corpse over his head. So I don't remember how it happened, but I mean, he just has shit all over him and all over the room. I mean, I was crying. Oh, it was so fucking good. But, yeah. So I'm going to probably have to pick up that figure. Plus, it's NECA, and we like some NECA. So, oh, what else do we have here? There's a picture of Pete with the bull. Oh, Ninja Turtle movie news.
Pete with a bull?
Bull. A bull.
Oh,
a
steed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, steed.
I
didn't realize I was taking pictures of myself with a bowl. Probably should be a little bit better.
Have you guys heard about the Seth Rogen Ninja Turtle movie?
I have.
I've heard rumors of Seth Rogen being attached to Ninja Turtles, but that's all I know.
Yeah, he's been writing it with a couple other dudes that I can't remember their names. And it's an animated reboot thing. So it's going to be like CGI, but it's called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles: The Next Chapter. So we don't really know.
Like CGI, like live action where the turtles are CGI?
No, I think the whole thing
is
CGI.
Like Toy Story looking.
But that I don't know. I don't know if they're going to try to make
it more.
You've
got a friend in me.
I thought they showed us a clip, or was that a clip of something else they showed?
Fan-made thing. Speaking
of butt stuff, did you guys ever watch his food movie that he did?
Who's?
Sausage Party?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I did.
And at the end, it's just like a huge food orgy.
Yeah, it's food orgy. Yeah. That's some good stuff.
You don't realize how many different types of food you can put your penis in until you watch that movie. You're like, it's in a hot dog bun. It's in a donut.
I knew.
It's in a... You know,
I don't think Seth Rogen's funny anymore.
I'm telling you right now, one of Amanda's favorite things to do is for me to put a Hostess around my dick and she lets her breakfast. Yes, he's the donut right off my fucking cock ring.
He's looking over at her. How's she responding?
She's not. She's She said, "You're a liar. It's always glaze. Sorry, not chocolate covered glaze."
No, I said they know you're lying.
Oh, they okay.
I guess apparently the director is going to be Yashar Kasai? I don't know who that is. So.
Well, it's hard to direct. It's animated.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. Let's see. He said some stuff about it, though. I had to kind of look this up. I took it from the old Turtle Den from YouTube. Pretty good source for Ninja Turtle news and information. Said something about growing up watching Star Trek fostered a love of sci-fi in him, although he wasn't a fan. He seeked to Nickelodeon, where he's now production designer. That's what he is. He's not the director. Production designer on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, The Next Chapter. The film's scheduled to come out in 2023. He said, I've loved the franchise since I was a kid. As we all have, sir. He says, Raphael's his favorite. You're wrong.
Yeah, he's dumb.
It's totally Michelangelo.
Right, exactly.
If by Michelangelo you mean Donatello, yes.
He says, but now I'm trying to recreate a unique interpretation that is not too distant from the original franchise that we all know and are familiar with, and also make it fresh.
Freshen it up, huh?
Kind of vague, but also hopefully good. He says, to make it new while not jettisoning... Is that how you say that word? Yes. What made Ninja Turtles so beloved... You anchor yourself enough in the familiar elements of it so that it's easily recognizable, but then you either add or enhance some of the existing charm of the franchise. So he says the franchise deserves that, I think. And the thing is, there's also an interview with the dude from Nickelodeon. And that guy's talking about how they really have been listening to fans and all this type of stuff, and they kind of... I think they want to go back and sort of just give us all what we want type of thing. So maybe they're actually listening and they'll put out a good movie and it won't be like that fucking Michael Bay trash.
They'll change some stuff. Kevin Smith said the same thing. This is going to be what you want. This is going to be with the fans. This is for the fans.
I know Seth Rogen said something about it being more based on like the teenage aspect. So I hope it's not like dick and fart jokes, but they did show one image that I've seen.
Depending on how you pull it out, it sometimes makes a fart.
So. That's right. Both at once. They did show one picture, and it was just of, like, it looked like it was a piece of notebook paper with, like, some notes written on there about ninjutsu and stuff, and it looked like it was basically he was in a classroom, and he was, like, writing down notes, but then he was, like, drawing pictures on the side, and I don't know. So is it going to show them in school? Or I have no idea, but it sounds interesting anyway.
If they're attending a high school, I'm out.
Right. Yeah, I know. Like, if they turn them human or something, or yeah. Or if they're just the turtles going to high school, that would be dumb.
It'll turn into a narrative on high school, how they're not accepted because they're turtles, and how we have, you know, all that shit and weird.
Right, but they identify as human, so it's okay.
Right, it's modern. Right. In my mind, I was thinking maybe like Splinter was teaching, because he couldn't just teach him ninjutsu. He'd have to teach him like normal shit too, right? They don't just come out. Like, how are they going to pay for a pizza if they don't know how to count money?
Well, obviously.
So maybe he's the teacher or something. I have no idea. But it seems like they're going to be.
Maybe it's like maybe Splinter goes to school as the teacher and it's like head of the class.
They're actually doing a reboot of that.
Are they really?
Yes. Robin Givens is going to come back for it. That's it.
I don't know who that is. Is that the old guy?
No, it's a girl.
It's the girl that Mike Tyson punched.
That's true. Mike Tyson's punch out.
She was married to him, wasn't she?
Yes.
And he knocked her ass out.
He was in the commercial for Mike Tyson's punch out. Sorry, dear. Or something. Yes, dear. Yes, dear.
Yes, dear.
That was her. Yes, dear. So I don't remember the guy's name. Brian Robbins? He's Nickelodeon CEO. He said something. Where's the quote? We're really excited about the slate we built, starting with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles reinvention that's being produced by Seth Rogen. I saw a first animation of the movie last week, and it's going to be amazing. It's hysterical. Quality matters more than ever now. We have to deliver quality, and we're really excited about the Turtles as a franchise in general. So he's at least selling it kind of well. Yeah. He's not being super specific, but if he's saying it's got to be quality, we understand this. So maybe that's his dig at the Michael Bay movies, too.
Yeah, Mike, Kevin Smith said the same sort of thing. So,
hey, Revelation was awesome. So.
It was good, but it wasn't what he said it was going to be.
Oh, for the
you met him in person, Jeremy, and he was like, dude, this is going to be for the fans, all the fans. There's not one fan out there that isn't going to like this. Remember that?
He looked at me and I said something about, like, you know, do it right or something. He goes, oh, you have nothing, you know, trust me. He says, you have nothing to worry about. That's all he told me. And I trusted him, and I had nothing to worry about. I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it too, but you would, you know, he sold us a Corvette and gave us a Chevette.
You'd rather have your beloved whatever have no continuation than ever see anything change, and that to me is not being a real fan.
Didn't say that. I don't hate Revelations. In fact, I'm very excited about season two now that I see that actually they might be doing something with He-Man in it. And I was like,
Savage He-Man, shot that
shot. Yeah, you'd rather see absolutely nothing new if it's not going to be exactly what if it's not going to be what they used to do, just doing it over again. You'd rather not. That's not what a real fan is. A real fan wants to see growth. A real fan.
But to be fair,
you know,
in Steven's defense, though, he's seen the new He-Man cartoon, which completely changed everything, and you enjoyed it, right?
Yep.
What are you, Courtney? You're defending Steve now? He doesn't need your help.
No, I defend the little guys.
Well, no, you're nobody's listening.
He hasn't lost enough weight to be a little guy yet.
I'm not saying I never have said I don't like Revelations. I've said that I think Kevin Smith sold it wrong, and that's one of the reasons why everybody's so pissed.
Yeah, I think sometimes he opens his mouth a little too much with stuff.
Yes.
Like maybe in this situation he should have just kind of sat back.
I'm gonna steal this.
Kevin Smith has enough money. Kevin Smith doesn't need any of you. I want to see him pull the second part and go, that's it. You know what? You guys want to bitch and moan? Then do it yourselves. That's what I want to see happen. I don't want any of you whiny bitches
he
to
should.
See the second part
he
of
should.
That.
He should.
I'm going to sell this the same way that Toy Guru did. I'm going to steal this. Kevin Smith, and Toy Guru is Scott Nihlick, who kind of irritates people, but he was a former Mattel, he's a former brand manager for Classics. Anyways, kind of controversial lately with retroplasting. But anyways, he did a video, and he talks about the Revelations, and he's absolutely right. He likes Revelations, but he points out, Kevin Smith said that this was going to be a continuation of Filmation. There's a gazillion things in there that make, that's a complete lie. It can't be. Was in Filmation, was Roboto built by Man-at-Arms?
No.
Oh, was he Tila's robot brother?
No.
So how, and there's a million examples of this stuff. Okay. Was
just because they didn't tell you that then doesn't mean it wasn't true.
No, he came from another planet.
Maybe this is full of unveils. They're revealing all this stuff that you never knew about the origin of He-Man.
You could be right, except they gave us an origin in Filmation where Roboto crashed onto Eternia and he was from outer space, and then they fixed him. They fixed him up and made him kind of work again. He was not built by and they never programmed him to think that he was never a copy of Man-at-Arms' intellect.
But see, Kevin also did another thing. He did say it's going to pick up where your old cartoon left off.
Right.
But then later on, he did clarify and say that
he
didn't have the rights for Filmation.
Right.
And that it would be basically like if you had... What it would be if you had all your toys on the floor. Like, this would be the story that would, you know, carry
on. After he realized what he did, he backpedaled and changed what he said.
He was probably baked.
I know, but that doesn't give you an excuse.
Ironically enough, though, that's because of Seth Rogen. Seriously. Did you guys read Kevin Smith's book?
No, but
I never smoked weed until Seth Rogen was like, you should try this. And then opened up the creative floodgates.
I was listening to his podcast at the time. Like, I actually heard his transition from being, you know, from not doing anything to all of a sudden becoming a stoner.
Well, he did a whole freaking stand evening. It's one of the evening with Kevin Smith's about it, too. I watched that. The ironic part is that once he started smoking pot and opening the floodgates, most of his movies have sucked since. I mean, that brought us Tusk. That brought us all the shitty shit that's come.
It also, maybe it wasn't. He started smoking after Zach and Miri make a porno. Yeah. And I thought Zach and Miri was pretty damn good.
So did I.
Yeah, well, that's where he met.
Because
that was an amazing collaboration between two incredibly well-written, good writing groups, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's face it, Jay and Silent Bob, the newest one.
Yeah.
It wasn't good. I mean, it was only good if you were trying to get a nostalgic feel from it.
Yeah.
And, you know, but he hasn't really done anything that's been popular.
I thought Red State was pretty good. It was a little different from what he's done before, but I thought that was good.
See, I've never watched Tusk or Red State. Red State's always been on my list, but...
It's pretty Red good. State's there's a lot like of a... dialogue, but...
well, there's always a lot of dialogue with Kevin.
Yeah, but that's Kevin Smith. He's dialogue heavy.
And the dude who, I forget the actor, but the guy who did a lot of the dialogue, he chewed up the scene pretty well. So, I mean, there's some cheesy stuff kind of in the beginning with like some dick and fart jokes. And that's the same thing with Tusk. But once it gets into it, like it's actually the dude who was in Tusk, the old guy who turns the guy into the walrus. He's the guy in Red State, like. One of the main guys in there.
Which movie is the one?
Kevin Smith did a movie about turning a guy into a walrus?
Dude, no. Red State's about a religious group, basically, that kind of goes up against the state.
But that's what Tusk is about?
Yes.
And then what's the one where with his daughter starring in it with someone else?
Yoga Hosers?
That's horrible. I couldn't even get past through the first 10 minutes of it.
I never saw
it. And then when you're baked, I guess it's good. I don't know, but I can't. I've never baked, maybe, so I don't know.
No, there are some things that can't even be saved by being baked.
No, that's true. Sometimes it makes it weirder and it freaks you out.
So, speaking of dialogue heavy.
Okay.
I'm going to make a plea to you guys. Right now. And Travis, too, when he hears this. I want you guys to watch Midnight Mass.
Oh yeah, that's what it was called.
It's so good, and I think everybody on this show will thoroughly enjoy it.
I heard it's a real slow burn though.
It is a slow burn, but I think it's worth it. There's a lot of dialogue, there's a lot of character building, but it's a slow burn that is so worth it in the end, and I never was bored with it.
Is it what would you say genre? Like, should I suggest Amanda watch it with me?
I would.
She doesn't like horror.
It's horror, but it's more it's not gory slasher, crazy horror. It's got a lot of suspense in it.
Okay.
It's got a lot of like, did you see something out the window, or didn't you see something out the window, or you hear something? What was that? And it just kind of it ramps up and ramps up and ramps up and ramps up. It's just I truly think that Travis especially, but I think all, and I think Jeremy especially, and I think Pete will like it too. But I just think it's something I don't want to talk about it on this show. Seven episodes.
Fair enough. Seven episodes.
Seven episodes.
I
think they're hour long episodes.
Okay.
I'll give it a shot.
Pull that up. Sure.
And I love the acting. I love the actors.
Give us the synopsis, Steven.
Somebody
says, you say, hey, you need to watch Midnight Mass. And somebody says, well, what's it about?
In the short form, there is it's an island where it's a fisherman island, so it must be. It looks like it would be like up in Canada somewhere. It's a small island. It has this community on it where looks like it was a thriving community at one time, but now it's not. There's just a few people left on this island. And this one guy is returning after just getting out of prison for accidentally killing someone in a drunk driving accident. And he's going home back to the place he grew up to face all these people after he's been away for like 4 years. And at the same time, it's a very religious island, very Catholic. The priest that had the longtime priest that has been there has went away and is apparently sick. And the new priest comes in. And the new priest is taking over this congregation at the same time that this guy's home. And then strange things are happening around the island ever since this new priest arrived. And I don't want to tell you anymore.
That's perfect. That's good enough for me. Honey, we need to watch Midnight Mass. Steven says it's a go. She said it sounds stupid, just like Steve.
Unless he finally watches Evil Dead, then maybe.
I'll make a deal with you. I will watch Evil Dead. Okay. By the next time we record, if you guys at least start this.
I'll start it. Walking Dead isn't on this week, so I have to watch something.
I think Laura would love it.
Okay. We'll check it out.
I believe you. We'll do it.
That is hot, dude. Hot. Steve's missing it. I noticed you're wearing a Cobra Kai shirt there, Steve.
Yes.
Did you guys happen to catch these figures?
I did. Yeah, I see.
The Ninja Turtles versus Cobra Kai figures?
Yes.
I actually saw some in person at Toy Haven last week.
They're horrible, aren't they?
They are terrible.
I mean, I bought them because, you know.
I did not. I'm drawing the line with some stuff. Finally. Once again, they're putting out the same fucking molds from those Ninja Turtle classics that were released like 10 years ago. And they're just throwing like a gi on him and like changing some of the paint. And then they're throwing some Cobra Kai figures, which it's like, cool, you get Miguel and Daniel and Johnny and Kreese. But those look like shit too. And it's funny because there were people bitching online like, oh my God, we're getting the same turtles again, just different paint job, blah, blah, blah. And then a guy...
What do you think we are, MOTU fans?
And then the, you fuck. And then a guy who actually worked on the Cobra Kai figures in the packs was like, oh, we didn't do the turtles. We did the Cobra Kai thing. Somebody answered like, those suck too.
They do.
They look like they have sleeves, but it's skin. Like, it's just, I don't know. And they're just painted shitty. It's Playmates, man. Playmates needs to just give up their rights and call it good.
The Cobra Kai figures are worse than the turtles.
Yeah. I mean, that does not, you know, it's supposed to be Johnny, but it sure as fuck doesn't look like him. Just dumb.
Yeah, that would have worked for me when I was a kid, but.
Yeah.
Come on.
I love the idea. Execution, not so much.
And by the way, I want to let everybody know I am wearing a Cobra Kai shirt. I'm wearing Kreese's Cobra Kai, not Johnny's freaking Cobra Kai light bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm fucking hard like fucking the real guy that started Cobra Kai. The freaking Vietnam veteran that was a fucking hero. That's the Cobra Kai I attest to.
That guy's a dick.
Love him.
Did you see the new, I'm sure it's been out for a while now, but did you guys see the next wave of the Super 7 Turtles?
I did.
You see that, Pete?
Yeah, the Slash.
Yeah, Slash and Scratch, Mousers, Ace Duck, and Surfer Mikey. And I wasn't going to fucking get Surfer Mikey.
Yes, you were. Don't.
But
you know
then.
One of the reasons the fans love you so much is because you're honest, Jeremy. Don't ruin that by saying dumb shit.
All right, let me tell you something, okay? So the wave before this had Samurai Leo?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, I did not order that one because I was like, fuck the variants. I'm just going to get the main line figures. Then they dropped Surfer Mikey, and I went, fuck, he looks awesome. So I ordered all of the new wave, and then I canceled my old wave and added Samurai Leo to it.
They got you.
They did.
I'm having problems, guys.
Princess Bride, we are men of action. Lies do not become us.
Okay? I have issues, man. That's all I can say.
I get it.
It's like I feel guilty if I don't.
You should.
I'm going to miss out.
No, you just don't want to pay $120 for it on eBay next year.
That's true. Or have to buy it from Eric Munoz and have him send it and have a dented freaking package and then try to ignore that the fact that it was dented.
Did that happen to you?
Happened!
What?! The guy who raised all kinds of hell because Anthony Alcio sent something in a shipper or in an envelope.
Oh yeah.
He freaking He did you dirty like that? Come on, Eric, if you're listening, what's going on?
I called him out too, and he went, "Oh, ha ha, fuck you, Jeremy." He said, "Fuck you" to me. Those were his words exactly. I don't care about the packaging. Figures.
That's the principle.
It's the principle. So yeah, and that's all the news I got, guys.
Nice.
I bought a new video game, Metroid Dread. You guys even remotely interested in playing that one at all?
Nope.
I will probably never play it, but I'm super excited for you because I know you're a Metroid fan. I go ahead.
I am and. And playing this one, it's like a, you know, 2D, because it's been 3D for a while. But, well, no, I guess Other M was 2D. But anyway, it's very, like, the sounds and everything. I've been playing it in the bedroom at night with the headphones on and everything, and it's really creepy. And then, like, these robot dudes will all of a sudden start chasing you, and I'm fucking, like, wetting myself in the bed, and it's, like, coming after you. It's like a fast... weird dog that can crawl walls and climb through all these fucking passageways and shit, and it's just kind of freaky, man. But it's fun. It's beautiful. Beautiful game.
It's funny. It's funny that you say that because I just recently started playing Elder Scrolls V Skyrim.
Yeah, I kind of want to do that.
and so I know you guys don't care, but I know you've heard me talk about Fallout 4 being the best game ever. Yeah. And that was always my jam.
Just want to tell everybody it's not Far Cry 4.
And it's not Far Cry 4. But Far Cry 5 was an amazing game, and 6 just dropped. I'm going to buy that soonish too. But everybody told me to play, because after Fallout, I played a couple times through that. And I love the big open world and kind of do what you want to do. And obviously I've gotten into D&D a little bit. Well, that's really what Elder Scrolls is. It's a huge map. And it's completely open world, and it's dragons and magic and that kind of stuff. And it's very, it's kind of like your Legend of Zelda, Steve, but like for adults. Like it's a big kids version of that. So like for mature people.
Right.
I remember there was a big fight about that game and Breath of the Wild when Breath of the Wild came out. They were like, it was like people from both factions fighting each other over which one was better.
You can't compare them. They're too different. Because, like, Skyrim is, like, real-world stuff. Where, like, you know, Breath of the Wild is, like, for, like, little kids in the back of their parents' minivan on the way to Disney.
Wow.
But, anyways. But, no, and I've really enjoyed that. But, dude, it's the same thing. Like, I'm playing, and I'm in the dark, and I've got my headphones on, and I'm doing my thing, and all of a sudden somebody jumps out at me.
Yeah.
I like pee a little bit, and I'm like, son of a bitch, it's a video game, man.
Well, and so, what's weird is as I'm getting older, like, I used to play all the Resident Evil games, and they would, like, give me that kind of anxiety at times, you know, especially when the big dudes are fucking chasing you and stuff, and I realized that I don't really like that anxiety, although I love those games. Like, I don't think I can handle it in my older age. It's kind of freaky.
The one thing that I will say about Skyrim that is a tad frustrating is the mechanic of the game being so open world and so free, you can relatively easily get into a situation that you can't win. You know, because obviously everything's tiered and everything's leveled, Well, if you want, you can be level 4 and, like, wander into a cave of vampires that, like, you have no chance of ever killing, you know? So there's been a couple of frustration points because I've gotten into situations where I'm like, I can't. I have to back out and go do something else because I'm just – everything's – I'm just too underpowered. But all in all, the game is beautiful, and it's a lot of fun, and I think I'm going to have quite a few – I think I'm going to get quite a few hours out of this.
So. There's people I know that have been playing that game for forever, for years.
Yeah. Well, I think it came out, like, in 16, but yeah. Bethesda made it, which is the same company that made Fallout, so there's a lot of that. Mechanic stuff is the same, so it's familiar to me. It's pretty easy to pick up. It's fun, man. Well, I'm really enjoying
what
it.
What platform are you playing on?
I'm on PS4.
Okay. No reason to get a PS5 yet?
No reason to get one, and also just, I mean, people that really, really want one haven't been able to get one, so I don't need one that bad. I assumed that Black Friday this year was going to be when I'd get a PS5, but I probably, at this point, I probably still won't, because really all I'm going to play is Elder Scrolls, and then I'm going to pick up Far Cry 6, and I'll probably pick up the new Call of Duty Vanguard next month, and the seasons of that'll take me to probably Black Friday next year. So, but Steven, if you were interested in the game, the PlayStation Network has it, the Gold Edition, which is all the DLC and all the extra stuff, like 70-some% off. I paid $11.99 for a $100 game. Yeah. So it was a pretty decent $12 investment.
And I don't know how much the differences are, but I thought Skyrim also came out on the Switch.
It did.
Yeah, I don't know if, like, what it entails.
I think the graphics. I think the graphics are a little blockier on the Switch, but I'm sure that
because your Switch is designed to, like, play Roblox and Minecraft on, so I would assume it's probably nice and blocky.
But they may have engineered some fun things in it, like Nintendo always does, to make up for that. So I don't know.
It's true. I don't play video games too often, so I gotta stick with my bread and butter, which is my Nintendo systems, because I can play my Zeldas and Marios and Metroids and whatnot.
Well, dude, I'm at my desk right now in my bedroom, and which, let's be honest, you know, sometimes I do a little paperwork, huh, honey? Hey-o! But I've got my laptop, and I've got my gaming monitor, and I've got my PlayStation, and I've got my NES, and I've got my iPad, and I've got all my stuff kind of all around me, my little, you know, yeah. So I still play, I only really play, like, Zelda. Legends is not like the old one. I've never played the new one. I have a Nintendo Switch. It's brand new in the box. I haven't even messed with it yet.
Really? Holy shit. Breath of the Wild, fucking, that consumed me for like 3 years.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
But dude, after playing what I've played, it's a little bit too cartoony. Like, it's not, you know, I don't know. Just, like I said, that's just my personal preference.
There's a charm.
Well, I get it, and I totally get it. I mean, the guys that want to play the cartoony little kid video games, and they want to play Pac-Man, and they want to collect 17 He-Man figures that came out this year, and I get it. It's a mindset, you know.
More than 17.
Well, sometimes I like to just I like to watch cartoons sometimes, so I wouldn't like to play cartoons sometimes.
Again, I have more power to you, man. I support it. Have fun.
Fucking terrifying. First time you fight a Lionel.
Excite bike. See if you can't overheat your motorcycle. I get it.
Excitement.
Blaster Master.
Awesome. Oh, Blaster Master kicked ass.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I bought all those on the Wii when I had a Wii.
I still got the Nintendo. What? Old school.
So. Legion's Con's coming.
So.
True.
It is.
I'm getting pretty excited. Looks like Emil is going to make it to America. Emil Wickman from Sweden. You guys know him from
Sweden.
From sculpting for Wolf King Customs and all the other cool stuff he does. Amazing painter, amazing, you know, filmographer.
That little trap job video he made was pretty sweet.
I'm sure he's done. I'm sure he's written some novels. Probably done a book or two.
He has a pen name.
Probably does.
It's George. His pen name is George R.R. Martin.
I think he's an engineer. He's an engineer. He's a electrical designer.
He's gonna come here to downgrade.
I think he's an esteemed chef.
He's even been to Mars.
So apparently
he's a European gigolo as well.
Apparently they lifted the ban on travel, so he's coming in to Muskegon for a couple days. We had to shorten the trip up. He was supposed to arrive on the Friday before Legion's Con, but now it'll be...
Now it's Wednesday?
Now it's Tuesday. Tuesday night.
Tuesday.
No,
Monday. Monday night. Monday night.
So he'll be in Muskegon for Tuesday and Wednesday, and then we leave on Thursday. By saying we, I mean me and Pete. And Jeremy and Nate Strong and Emil. Am I missing anybody in our van?
No, not in our van.
We're headed to New Jersey. I'll have a table at Legion's Con. I'll be hanging out with the Wolf King crew, and can't wait. Be selling some heads, and I'm having a ball painting heads. Right,
Jeremy,
now.
Are you ready for this?
Am I? What part?
The part where Steven is with his Wolf King buddies
and ignores me the whole time.
Yeah. Because you're the fat girl that lived next door, but now that he's popular in high school and he's the quarterback, he can't talk to the fat girl anymore.
Right. He used to finger bang me on the weekends, but now he's too good for it.
Because now he's like dating a cheerleader and you no longer exist. But then all of a sudden you take off your glasses and you're beautiful and he realizes it too late.
Yeah.
So
I'm just gonna have to get a hold of Rob Bass. I think he lives around the area. So
I just can't wait to hear you read your poem on the post Legion's Con poem, the 10 things you hate about Steve.
Cry in the class.
Yeah.
Do I get to show my tits to a teacher?
I hate the way you never called. Or didn't even care. By the way, that's one of two of my top guilty pleasure movies. So. 10 Things I Hate About You. I love that movie.
I'd seen it several times and never complained about it, so I must like it.
Yeah. That Sweet Home Alabama.
Those are
my two guilty. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you Southern girls? You can't make the right decisions. You made all the wrong ones. I love that movie.
So the point I'm trying to make is you need to come see us at Legion's Con. We're going to have a lot of fun, and we're going to rock that show. I'm going to have a lot of cool stuff. I've been painting my ass off as of late trying to get ready for this, so I have enough stuff for people to see, and if they are so inclined
you can buy. You have your own table?
Yes.
You have your own table? You don't have a Wolf King Customs table. You're not at the Wolf King table. You have your own table.
Wolf King
at Legion's.
Yes, Wolf King Customs table will be next door to me.
Steve did say I could sit down at the table with him if I wanted.
I'm going to lay on that table with my shirt off.
I did.
I'll buy you.
You know what I'm most worried about?
What?
Are you hurting people's feelings?
How's that?
There are going to be 100 people that are going to know me by name, and I'm not going to know who the fuck they are.
That's why that's why I built it into my shtick.
Oh. Probably you're a smarter man than us.
I'm the guy who doesn't even know Patreon supporters. How can anybody get mad at me?
Travis comes up to me, and he goes, "Hey, man, I got an idea for a parody song." And I was like, "Okay." And, I'm like, okay, well, what is it? And he goes, obviously, he's like, man, I heard this song, and I was like, man, we could, make this hilarious. And by we, I mean you and Jeremy. And he gave me the song, and in my head, I was like, this lazy son of a bitch, the song that he picked, I don't want to unveil the song publicly yet, because I have begun work on it. But imagine it is like The End of the World as We Know It by REM. And I'm like, do you realize the amount of words that are in this song, Travis? Do you realize how fast the flow is of this song.
Think about the dick, like, I ain't about the dick.
Yeah, you know. And I just, I'm like, that's a fucking tall order.
Yeah.
I'm like, of all the songs you could pick, you're like, hey, you know what you should do? You should do Rap God by Eminem, but make it like Fat Bob. Like, shut up, man. There's a lot of words and it's hard.
And do it faster.
So, right, and do it faster.
Some stuff in the works there.
There is some stuff in the works. I've got my own parody in the works.
I did. I heard that. Matthew Rodriguez told me at Toy Haven
that
you had something that you were working on. And it sounded like he was going to be involved, so I know it's not going to be funny. But. So was are we. What? No, I'm just, I was just taking a shot at Matt because I saw an opening.
Fair enough.
But no, I. So I think that we've got about 12 hours in the car by my calculation.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've got about three hours to Nate, and then we've got another 9 hours to New Jersey. And there should be no reason that we shouldn't be able to unveil some new parodies, but also maybe rehash some other parodies and some carpool karaoke. I've started to put together a playlist, and I asked for recommendations.
Okay, hang on. Pause that. I have to say goodbye to my family here.
Oh, do your thing, man. Do your thing.
All
right. Oh, my gosh. This is such an
interruption. Bye. Some love. Come here. Give me a big hug.
I've got to say goodbye to my family. I'm not going to mute my microphone. I'm just going to go ahead. I'm not going to let Steve and Pete talk while I'm doing this. I'll just, you know.
Darn hook.
This is gonna be one of those long ones too. Look,
it is too.
Oh my gosh, he loves him so much. He doesn't hug. He doesn't hug me like that. She's just your daughter.
He hugs me like that. He's
a hugger, dude. I was standing out.
Jeez.
Happy birthday, sir.
Thanks, man. Aww. Appreciate it.
Who's that guy?
I don't know. It's probably
what guy? I just said family.
That's fine.
I think that's the guy that's with his daughter, but I didn't see him.
There's two daughters and a granddaughter. Is there a dude? There's a dude?
There's a dude dating his daughter.
Ooh, that's really? Fun.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Cool. Not his young daughter, his old daughter.
Well, obviously, I know that.
So. Hey, can you just say right in the mic, just say bye.
Bye.
Ha! Bye. I like your
haircut. Love you.
All right, see ya.
Love
bye.
You too.
All right.
She said love you, Jeremy.
Love you!
So there's a dude, is that like Sienna's dude that you said happy birthday to?
Yes, yep.
Okay. Because you were like, I gotta say goodbye to family, and then you like said something to a dude, and I was like, Sienna? And I was like, no, there's no dudes there. You have two daughters and a granddaughter, so.
Yeah, that's right. Nope. Yeah, well, so Eleanor stayed the night. Sienna.
Love that name. Love that name, by the way.
I know, that's all Sienna, man. She just came and picked her up and came with her boyfriend, who I love dearly. He reminds me of me, only cuter and smarter. So good for her.
I don't believe he's
cuter.
I hope
she doesn't fuck it up.
They've been together a long time?
A couple years now.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, I dig it. He's a good addition to the family. Plus, I need like some manliness over here, because I mean, it's all chicks. So.
Oh, I get that. So.
But yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway,
even our dog's female.
We had two cats that were girls. At one point, we had a fish that was a chick. I assume her name was Sally. She was named after a chick. So. So you said something about a playlist. I missed that part, or did you guys?
Yeah. Nope, I asked you guys. We didn't. We really couldn't talk while you're because you didn't mute yourself. So we just listened to you.
I didn't realize there's a mute thing on here. I'm dumb.
So the playlist, and so I started putting that together, and I asked for suggestions, and Jeremy gave me about 150, three of which didn't suck. So I put those three on there. And Nate Strong.
I want to put an entire Alice in Chains album on there now. You son of a bitch.
And come do snuff the rooster. No, we're not doing that. And like Nate Strong is like the most agreeable dude in the world, you know. Like if I would have just been like, dude, we are gonna do Lady Gaga's greatest hits, dude, I love it, Bad Romance, kill it, you know. Like he's just such a nice guy. He just gave genres. And I mean, realistically, Steve doesn't care. Steve's not really a music guy. I mean, he did ask for, there was a couple of DMX songs off of it, and then there was X, which I put on there for him because that's what he wanted. But other than that, you know.
Don't sit under the apple tree. I'll sit under the apple tree by the Andrew Sisters would work for me.
Steve's like, I'm just going to bring a cowbell. I got a fever. That's the only prescription. So. I can see like Steve being like, dude, got any Dire Straits on there?
Yeah. I'd be down with some Dire Straits. Hey. Anything 80s, I'm totally in.
Can we get the Best of Bread?
Well, now that 12 Foot Ninja put out an album just yesterday, the day before, I might have to add a couple of those songs on there too. They're so fucking good.
Steve's like, would it kill you guys to play a little Fog Hat?
Would it?
Nothing wrong with some Fog Hat. Well, Steve needs to put some songs on that list. Get some real songs in there.
No one.
I just want
Christmas songs.
I chose songs based on what I want Pete to hear. Because I'm trying to convert him.
I chose songs based on what I'm hoping everybody will sing along to, like as a group. Like some classics, like Mr. Biggs to Be With You. Like, there's not a person on this planet that doesn't, hold on, little girl.
Show me what he's done to you.
You know, everybody gets down. And so. But,
it's going to be fun.
Yeah, no, it should be fun. I'm really looking forward to it. So.
So I was telling Jeremy before you got on that I'm really having a lot of fun painting for this because I get to do a bunch of stuff that I can't normally do. I put a head out for Wolf King we put a head out, I paint it, we show how it's going to look, and then they're expecting that. So I can't deviate. I have to do that head, that paint job, that paint scheme. This is fun because there's no expectations. I can get a little crazy now. You know, if I want to take the believer and turn him into a zombie, I can do that shit. If I want to...
Heads are you anticipating having on your table?
God, I don't know. I would love...
Well, did you have a numerical goal in mind? Did you say, like, I want to have X amount of heads minimum?
I'd like to have minimum 50, hoping for more.
Okay. So, now, is that just 50 heads? Are you going to have weapons and other stuff, too? Or?
I may have some weapons in there, too. And I'm actually hoping to have a few full-on customs that are available as well. So full.
Have we talked to anybody about getting a big old fat stack of fucking cleavers to sell and or hand out and or whatever with? Because we should do that.
And maybe I should get mine one of these days.
Oh, come on. Here's one.
There you go.
That's not a fat stack. That's one.
we could talk to Len, see what he's got lying around. I got some somewhere. So, yeah. I'm excited.
I think we should have like 50 of those bastards there.
50?
Yeah.
Well, I can't paint 50. Don't have time for that.
Oh, we don't need to paint. They don't all need to be painted. But we should definitely have some for sale, and we should definitely have some painted to give away. You know?
10-4.
Like, we should come up with it. We should take 5 cleavers. And we should write out a list of 5 things that we think people are going to say to us. And the first person to say that thing wins a cleaver. Like the first person that walks up and says, fuck ADF, like they get a cleaver. The first person that walks up and says, man, Pete, you're so funny, you carry the show. Boom, gets a cleaver.
I was just,
you know? Like,
we probably, you
know, things that we know people are going
to
say.
We probably wouldn't give any away. But now.
Jeremy, you were a terrible addition to the show.
Hey, is that Heel Steve? Here's a cleaver, you know?
Steve is the show. That's the one we're going to get.
Steve's the something.
So,
What else we got? Anything? Or are we ramping out?
I think we're ramping up. I think that's a show.
Sounds good to me, fellas.
Yes, sir.
So, Pete, you're anticipating that maybe next week or sometime we'd be able to use the studio?
Yeah, I would say next Sunday. Now, bearing in mind, it's going to take some time. I mean, we've got probably the four of us all working together. We've got 30 minutes, 40 minutes of, I mean, getting stuff out of the trailer and getting it into the studio, and everything has to, I mean, everything is unplugged. So it all has to be reconnected and all those things. So, yeah, I emptied it out by myself. I'm not putting it back together by myself. So
that even that might even could.
I meant out of the podcast, people. My wife literally busted her ass for two freaking full days straight emptying out that shop. And the one thing that I asked was that you guys bring the podcast stuff studio out, and you didn't, and it's fine. It is what it is, but, you know.
Don't ever count on me for anything.
I didn't know what was going on.
I'm new.
I shouldn't have left early that day.
I'm new to the show.
That doesn't work.
I'll help you carry it back in.
No, many hands make light work. It won't be the biggest part is really going to be it's going to fall on Steve.
Always
To hook everything back up. Always.
Yeah. I am.
Well, sweet. Hopefully that works. Right.
Well, hey, wrapping up episode 229 of the My Wife's Gonna Kill Me podcast. Sans Travis, who is in Indiana. And did it family style, just his wife and child for the weekend. Benny, Scooter Shortmidge, and Kyle Moore and Jason have a booth there as well. And there sounds like they're right behind Travis. So they're living it up indie style. We're here doing our thing. And so co-host Jeremy DeWitt, your host Lord Stephen Bisciotti. I am Pete McCarthy, and until next time, we'll see you guys in the toy aisle.